producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking to the Angry Foreigner. That's what he goes by on YouTube, and you can check out his videos, which have been a viral success. We're talking about Sweden, which is a prime case, or some would say a basket case, for what happens when liberalism runs rampant. We were talking about how people within Sweden are not only criticized, but actually hounded by the media, by peer pressure, simply for talking out, simply for speaking out against mass immigration. And I wanted to ask you before we go to calls here, we had the IKEA incident a couple of months ago now. There was some debate about whether that was a beheading or somebody slitting somebody's throat. It was definitely a terror attack by Islamists targeting Swedes in an IKEA store. We've had stabbings. We've had grenade attacks. How bad has it got? I mean, we hear these stories about, you know, these Muslim ghettos where ambulance men, police, firemen go there to basically just do their job. They're attacked with stones. They're attacked with weapons. How bad have these Muslim ghettos got? How bad has this tension got? Do you see there being riots in as there was in Paris a few years ago, arising out of these Muslim ghettos in Sweden? How high has the tension become to the point where there could be some kind of riot or uprising?
Well, I feel I should point out that it is true that we have no-go zones. I think we have 55 no-go zones. And the police chief said, just as he said, that there are certain areas where if the police are following a vehicle and that vehicle travels into a certain neighborhood, they can't follow that vehicle because they will be pelted with rocks. So that's a no-go zone in every sense of the word. They can't go there. But it doesn't really have to do with religion. I mean, this isn't... I don't think you could say that these are Muslims. These are various types of immigrants, and sometimes Swedes, but mostly immigrants in these immigrant-dominated areas who are basically criminals, brats, and I would say that it primarily has to do with ghetto culture. In Sweden, we have immigrants who live in these segregated areas, and you know, they seriously delude themselves into thinking that they have it just as bad as blacks living in Compton, which is ridiculous because, you know, America is worse than Sweden in every way if you look at poverty and class gaps. In Sweden, you don't have to be a criminal in order to survive. You get a pretty nice welfare check here. I've actually read two articles interviewing these types of young hoodlums. And one article, they said that they're robbing only Swedish people because they hate Swedes, they hate Swedish society, because Swedes are so racist. So robbing them is their way of fighting the man. That was one article. Another article said that, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but basically they were interviewing an immigrant in the ghetto who said that we turn to crime because we don't have enough money to party. So these people are not being criminals out of necessity for life. They're doing it because they're greedy and they watched too much Scarface movies, listened to too much 50 Cent. They just want to be cool, essentially. And we do have Sharia police, but it's not as well established as, say, Britain, where they go around putting up stickers. A couple of months ago, there were these immigrant women who came out in the media and said that they don't feel safe where they live in these segregated ghettos because there's actual Sharia police walking around telling them what to wear, what to eat, to avoid hanging out with Swedish people, that they aren't allowed to sit at a cafe without the company of a man. That's the type of stuff that's going on, and it's just recently been revealed. So I would say that unless everything changes here in Sweden, we will be heading towards the same fate as England and Paris, for sure.
And we'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be taking your calls for the Angry Foreigner here live on the show. Very interesting conversation so far. But I need to talk about the InfoWars store at InfoWarsStore.com. And in particular, Liver Shield. This is an enhanced blend of powerful herbs that support normal cleansing and function of the liver and gallbladder. Now, I'm deathly ill right now. I'm plowing through the show even though I've got, you know, man flu. But I'm actually glad that I got it this week, because next week I'm going to go to Austin. I'm flying to Austin and I'm going to grab as many of these health products as I can, because as you can see from the website, InfoWarsStore.com, the independent reviews are overwhelmingly positive, and that's, you know, it's not us saying it. It's independent reviews, people who have got these products, they've worked for them, and they're really having massive benefits. I need to get my hands on the knockout, because I've been taking melatonin, which has been hit and miss, so I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on these health products, which have got rave reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, including Liver Shield, which is currently on sale, $29.95. That's reduced from $39.95 again. Didn't plug these products last hour, but this is crucial to support what we're doing, because we're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by massive, giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by the listeners, by the people who buy these products, and these products work for them, which is proven by these independent third-party reviews, and you can see them all on the website at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're talking to the Angry Foreigner. That's the moniker he goes by on YouTube. He's had several viral video hits. He's an immigrant, a Bosnian immigrant that moved to Sweden and is now experiencing the joys, the benefits of mass immigration. And again, to make that distinction, not immigrants who move there to work hard, to integrate, to assimilate, to learn the language, to contribute something to society, which is, you know, he's a perfect example of that, but to the people who are being used, for example, with this migrant crisis, as a gravy train to dilute people's rights, to dilute social cohesion. So the EU bureaucracy, which is supported by many European governments, can take hold and can really federalize to an increasing extent and have people become more dependent on government because there's such a lack of cohesion, a lack of a sense of community, that big government takes its place. And we're going to go to your calls now. First up, Angelo in New York. Angelo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is the Angry Foreigner, Paisan, how are you?
Well, hey, what's going on?
I want to say congratulations to you, the Angry Foreigner, because it takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing. And I understand that immigration is an important topic, and it's important to you. And Planned Parenthood is a similar topic that I felt similar to. Once I realized, and I did the research, that the fetus reacts to sound, it outraged me that people were just, Planned Parenthood was chopping up babies. I mean, that was just horrible. And I went out and I spoke out against it, against Planned Parenthood in my neighborhood. And I put the video up on Facebook. And I got calls from a few friends of mine. Mr. Angelo, are you okay? I mean, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, everything is fine. Why? Oh, you made that Planned Parenthood video. Oh, is everything okay? You sure? I'm like, dude, they're chopping up babies, man. I mean, don't you feel, is there anything that you feel strong about? Is there anything? So,
No, I mean, just to jump in, this is what I found the difference between, you know, quote, liberals and conservatives or liberals and libertarians. So conservatives and libertarians will be happy to make friends with and to be polite and pleasant towards people with whom they disagree, even if it's on fundamental issues like abortion. But then as a libertarian or as a conservative, if you kind of venture out into the public commons and dare express your views, which other people might disagree with, it isn't a case where, oh, that's okay, we disagree, we can have a debate about it, but then we can come together as friends and, you know, break bread and still remain friends. But with liberals, it seems like if you do that, they ostracize you instantly. It's kind of an immediate backlash, which is what you were talking about in Sweden earlier. You were talking about the peer pressure where people will instantly just lash out and ostracize you from a social group if you dare to even express any kind of skepticism towards their beliefs. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, that's exactly it. And I personally consider myself to be a left winger. I just want to be clear with that. Like, I'm pro high taxes, way more narrow-minded than the opposite, than the other way around. And there's been some experiments on this. I don't remember the names of those who did the experiment, but a right-wing journalist in Sweden wrote about this, and he said basically that they investigated how well people can put themselves in their opponent's shoes, argument-wise. And it turned out that left-wingers genuinely believe that people to the right have bad intentions. Like, they believe that they hate poor people, not that they just want to help them differently. And, you know, they just can't understand that people can have good intentions and, you know, the same goals, but completely different methods in going about to get to those goals. So there's definitely something to that.
Right. And you call yourself a left winger, but again, it's the fact that so-called progressives have become so authoritarian and so overreaching that left wingers, classical liberals, now have to go to the lengths to differentiate themselves from these, quote, progressives, because they actually believe in free speech. And though they may disagree with conservatives on certain issues, they're willing to have a dialogue, to have a debate, and not immediately react with horror and backlash and try to censor their ideological opponent. So that's, again, an important distinction to make. Obviously, you describe yourself as a left winger. You're obviously a classical liberal with some views that contradict progressives, but now you're being, you know, placed under skepticism, under review by progressives because of what you say about mass immigration. Santino in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Santino.
Yes. My question to the angry foreigner is that the majority of the Sunni people, the Sunni Syrian refugees, the majority of the refugees from Syria that are coming to the West, the majority of them are mostly Sunnis who are fleeing prosecution from Assad, and the majority of the women who are coming that are Sunni are also fleeing prosecution because their sons ended up joining ISIS, their sons ended up getting sniped, and Assad found out where they live. Now they have to come here. So basically, they're going to bring their rhetoric here. They're going to bring every of their rhetoric thoughts. These people are Teferis. These people want to come here, say Allahu Akbar, and blow themselves up. These people are not real Muslims. I am a Shia Muslim. I smoke cigarettes. I like to drink whiskey. I like to eat pork. I'm a moderate Muslim. These people are not moderate Muslims. If they come here, it is not going to be good, and it's not going to be in our best interest to let these people here. And that's all I have to say.
Let's, before I go to the angry foreigner, the figures show that only 1 in 5 of these, quote, refugees coming to Europe are Syrian refugees. So it's 1 in 5. The other 4 in 5 are coming from Afghanistan. They're coming from Northern Africa. And that's an important point to make, because we've been presented with this narrative by the media that the vast majority of them are Syrian refugees fleeing ISIS. That's not the case. 4/5 of them on, 72% of them are men, only 15% and 13% women and children. But angry foreigner, your response to the caller?
Well, he didn't ask any question, did he?
No, I think he was trying to make the distinction between moderate and extremist Muslims, but I don't think you can make that distinction between, you know, Shia and Sunni. I mean, I've got a very good friend that is a Sunni Muslim. She's by no means an extremist Muslim, so I don't think that's the distinction that we have to make, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't make a distinction between Shia and Sunni like that. I make a distinction between moderate Muslims who want to live in a secular society and just various types of fundamentalists and radicals. The worst kind is Wahhabists. That's the ideology that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State is based on. And, I mean, if you take a moderate Wahhabist, you have this Saudi Arabia. Like, a moderate Wahhabist isn't going to cut your head off, but he's going to sit there and go like, oh, well, yeah, I think it's good if we stone cheating women to death. Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Let's have that as a rule. Like, that's a moderate Wahhabist. A radical Wahhabist is the Islamic State. So I'd rather use those terms instead.
Daniel in Wyoming, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what do you call it? First of all, I wanted to say that you both sound like racists, and you should find the nearest minority and gut yourself so they can start feeding on your entrails.
Okay, are you an actual troll, or are you being serious right now?
Nah, PJW, I'm just messing around right now. But, but what I wanted to ask was, the angry foreigner, was we see these, like, rape statistics about Sweden, because I've been seeing this whole Europe Islamization thing happen for a couple of years, and I kind of talk about it with people here, and I tell them that, you know, if we don't see what's going on over here, you know, this is what's going to happen to us, because they're trying to take down the entire middle class, the white middle class of the world, you know? Like, there aren't many of us left statistically. I think the white population is like 7%. But not to get into a little, you know, tribal, you know, brown people versus white people thing.
All right, we'll get your answer after the break. This is the InfoWars Alex Jones Show Live. We'll
turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking to the angry foreigner who is a Bosnian immigrant to Sweden about Sweden's mass immigration policy, their open-door policy, in light of this migrant crisis which is currently unfolding. Before the break, we had a caller who brought up the Swedish rape epidemic. Now, this is something that I've wrote about, made videos about on several occasions. Basically, last year, the Swedish Prime Minister unveiled, the new Swedish Prime Minister, the leftist, unveiled what he called a feminist government. Those were his words. And yet, at the same time, they're importing a deluge of Muslim immigrants, predominantly Muslim immigrants, who treat women as second-class citizens. But there's a debate over whether this 1,400% increase in rapes since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration back in the 70s is a result of Sweden expanding its terms for what is defined as rape, or if it's purely due to the fact that they've got these waves of Muslims emigrating to the country who do treat women as second-class citizens, who are inclined, as part of their culture, as treating women as inferior, to rape more women. Now, if you look at the situation in the migrant camps in Germany, a number of women's organizations in Germany have raised the alarm to the fact that children and women are being raped in these migrant camps, and the media and the police authorities in Germany are covering up the details of those incidents for months so as to not give legitimacy, and these were their own words, to not give legitimacy to, quote, right-wing protesters who are anti-immigration, who are anti this mass migrant wave. So the angry foreigner, the caller brought up the point of this rape epidemic in Sweden. People are now calling Sweden the rape capital of Europe. What is the truth between the left, who argue that it's only increased to such an extent because they've redefined the terms, compared to the right, which points out the fact that, you know, 72% of these perpetrators are identified as foreigners, that this is part of this male Muslim culture. What is the truth in that distinction with this 1,400% rape increase in Sweden?
Well, both have a point. I mean, it is true that Sweden has a very generous definition of rape and also a generous way of counting statistics. For example, if a woman is raped 300 times by the same man, we will count that as 300 rapes instead of one rape, which they will do in other countries. So you can't actually compare rape statistics internationally. But it is also true that immigrants are overrepresented when it comes to rape. For example, if you look at the court verdicts from 2010, little more than half of all the rapes were done by immigrants. And that is absurd, considering that 15% of our population is born outside of Sweden. If you count immigrants and their children, if you count second generation, like, for instance, children who have at least one parent who is an immigrant, who is born outside of Sweden, then the immigrant population becomes 30%. So to think that you have a minority of 30% who are responsible for more than half the rapes in the country is pretty absurd. So there is, both sides have some truth to them, I would say.
So, you know, they try and extend this definition of rape. I mean, we had a story on Infowars.com a couple of weeks ago where in American colleges, calling someone a slut is defined as an act of sexual violence. And, you know, the left in many cases will use that to impugn, you know, college goers in America as all would-be potential rapists, but then they use the same expanded definition to kind of absolve the blame when it comes to Muslim migrant rape in Sweden. So again, they you know, it's passing the terms on the fact that they introduce these expanded definitions, but then they use them in different contexts to either blame in one case or absolve people of rape. So it's an interesting conundrum. But as you said, the simple mathematics of it, and again, I know facts are racist, you know, God forbid I would bring up facts and mathematics, but the Muslim population, the migrant population in Sweden, the fact that they're responsible for over 50% of rapes, as you said, compared to their population, suggests that there is a problem, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that they're Muslims. I have no idea what religion they are, but there are certain countries are overrepresented in Africa and the Middle East. So I would put it like that.
But I mean, they're predominantly Muslim, right? I mean, we got to say they're predominantly Muslim. Well, that's in their culture.
Do you mean that they're Arabs or that they're practicing Muslims?
No, that they're practicing Muslims and that it
right,
is
well, I
within...
I have no idea because there's no statistics about that. So.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with the angry...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hi, Paul Johnson filling in for Alex Jones, and we're talking to the angry foreigner who, bear in mind, describes himself as a leftist, though don't be fooled by the name. He is a classical liberal. But he's faced some flack, as anyone would, in Sweden for opposing the policy of mass immigration. We're going to go to more of your calls in a second. But first, I wanted to ask you, the Sweden Democrats, which are, as far as I know, considered conservative, considered right-wing in Sweden, they're currently surging in the polls. So whereas we get this portrayal of Sweden as this, you know, liberal, extremist liberal, even backwater, the conservative opposition to these mass immigration policies are currently enjoying significant success in the polls. So is there likely to be a legitimate backlash against this with people voting out the government, or is as you mentioned before, the peer pressure, the social taboo of opposing this likely to hold sway? Or is there going to be a conservative backlash against these immigration policies in Sweden?
The Sweden Democrats are social conservatives, and I believe that they will become the biggest party in the future because, you know, you don't have to say what party you vote for. So there is no – the peer pressure doesn't really apply there. And I definitely think it's some kind of backlash. I mean, people are tired of multiculturalism. Like, nobody's against influences from other cultures. Like, you know, taking a foreign aspect of a different culture and incorporating it into your own. People like that. That's why we have meatballs in Sweden. That's why we have pizza. So that's not a problem. But that's not multiculturalism. That doesn't even have a name. I mean, that's just what happens in reality. Cultures evolve through time. Multiculturalism is engineered by politicians and forced onto the people. I have a perfect example of that. We have a debate show here on public service media. Every week they do an episode about current events. And a while back we actually had people discuss on primetime television whether or not we should allow gender-segregated bath halls in the name of Allah, because there were these Muslim, Arab, and African women sitting there saying that, oh, we can't bathe in the presence of men. That's against our culture. That's against our religion. And it's like, if you need to have an argument about it, if you need to discuss whether we should have a change towards this direction, that's not natural. That is forced by someone else. And we've had several cases over the years where Muslims show up to their workplace. These are fundamentalists, not moderates. They show up to their workplace and they refuse to shake hands with female coworkers or even their boss because she's a woman. And the employer tells them that they need to adapt. They need to shake hands. They need to be able to greet people. But the Muslims get offended. So they sue them for discrimination and get thousands of crowns in damages. Because the court's reasoning is that in a multicultural society, you need to be able to greet in more than one way. And that's ridiculous. I mean, most people think that's ridiculous. Most people think that you should adapt to the country if you come to, because that's just common sense. That's common courtesy. And most people want to live in Sweden. They don't want to live in Afghanistan. So, yeah, I think definitely it's a backlash. I mean, we're accepting way more immigrants than we can handle. When I got here in 1990, there was 3 ghettos in Sweden. In 2012, there were 186. Our society has not been going towards a good direction. We're taking people in, but we're not taking care of them. Our system is guaranteed to put people into segregation and guaranteed to cause bad integration. Because you can't have a massive immigration the size of ours and then expect people to mix together. What's going to happen is that they're going to end up in these areas where there's cheap housing, and they're going to stay in those areas. And they're not going to have a reason to learn Swedish, because there's mostly immigrants in that area, and Swedish is not a natural part of your everyday life in that neighborhood. People go around in certain areas just talking Arab. So, obviously, things have failed.
Yeah, and I mean, even Merkel and Cameron admitted that a few years ago, that multiculturalism has failed, because it's not about gradual migration. As you said, I think in one of your videos, if we accepted these people, if we had time to assimilate them in relatively low numbers, then it could be a success. We could embrace the positive aspects of their culture. We could embrace, you know, the diversity that is positive, the food, for example, as you mentioned, but that's not what's happening. It's a wave, and these people are not assimilating. They're not speaking the language, large numbers of them, and they're actually causing problems for the immigrants who do make the effort to learn the language, to integrate, to get jobs, as you have done. And so that's part of the problem. But why do you think that European governments, and especially Germany and Sweden, are basically rolling out the red carpet? Surely it's not because of their humanitarian virtues, right? There must be a larger political agenda as to why they're allowing these migrants to flood the country in such large numbers.
Yeah, I don't know why. There are certain theories, but I absolutely do not believe this has anything to do with humanitarianism. Because, I mean, if you look at it, the majority of refugees are stuck in the Middle East. There's, like, it's 5% of all refugees that manage to come to Sweden, and those are the ones that have the money to smuggle themselves north. So you're not helping the most amount of people by accepting like 5% of people. So there's something else to it. Germany, I've been told, needs cheap labor. So basically they're importing workforce right now, according to my understanding. Sweden, on the other hand, is a bit weirder. I don't understand that. I've heard politicians say that, oh, well, in the future we need people who can take care of our elderly. So they think that they're importing workforce when statistics show that, you know, 80% of Somalians don't have jobs.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The figures that I read, 58% of welfare payments in Sweden go to immigrants. So it's not as if they're filling jobs that Swedes don't want to do, because they're getting most of the welfare payments.
Mm-hmm. And after 7 years, around half of immigrants don't have jobs. So the integration into the work market is terrible. Like, I have no idea what's going on here. I heard another theory which was quite interesting is that, and I'm very bad at economics, so I don't, like, I can't investigate this really, but the guy was basically saying that importing a massive amount of people like this is a way to avoid a financial collapse, because you're basically trying to, you're importing people that you can put into debt, so you can avoid inflation or something to that extent. There's a number of theories, but I absolutely do not think that these psychopaths in our parliament are being nice. That's the last thing I would guess.
TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air with the Angry Foreigner. TJ, go ahead.
Yes, sir, brother British Watson, and Mr. Sweden there. I would like to give you my credentials in the Middle East that were high enough for diplomatic immunity in the 1990s, but I'm not going to do that because your call receiver said I have to form it into a question. But I think both of you gentlemen are headed for a 10X target bullseye. And I know that there are three monotheistic religions, Islam, Christianity, and Jewish faith, and they better hang together or hang separately. And I know much about the prayerfulness and the God-fearingness of true Muslim leaders of many Middle East countries, but I have a question, and the question is this, and it only formed at noon today. Putin, nobody hates Nazis like the Russians. And apparently, according to mainstream propagandist news, I don't know if you've heard it yet, but he's taken out by aircraft and whatever right now in Syria. He's taken out Al-Qaeda. He's taking out ISIS, ISIL, and whatever form you want to put that UN-US diabolical demon in words with, and apparently it has happened. Are you guys aware of this, sirs?
Yeah, we posted that up on Infowars.com earlier. Russia has begun airstrikes in Syria against ISIS targets, and of course, for 3 years, the Obama administration has been arming these, quote, moderate rebels in Syria, who in many cases go on to hand their weapons over to ISIS, in other cases, defect to ISIS, but then Russia and Putin, he's suddenly the bad guy for actually wanting to move tanks, wanting to fly aircraft over Syria to actually target these ISIS terrorists. Then you have Turkey, our supposed allies, bombing the Kurds who are fighting ISIS. You have Saudi Arabia coming out and saying that they're going to threaten the military option in Syria unless Assad steps down, again, siding with ISIS. They want to overthrow Assad. And this was the very origin, this was the very cause of the migrant crisis in the first place, which is now impacting Germany and Sweden. The Angry Foreigner, your comments on that?
Yeah, that's something that really annoys me about the whole debate, especially in the media and the political debate, is that everybody is talking about right now. We need to take in a bunch of refugees right now. When nobody's talking about why these people are running to begin with, like what caused this crisis. It's basically irresponsible politics. It's us voting for politicians that contribute to wars. You know, Sweden's government has also financially supported terrorists. I mean, we supported the Al-Qaeda allies. The Syrian Recovery Trust Fund are allied with Al-Qaeda, tactically allied, and we gave them several millions. So, you know, I think it's short-sighted and one-sided that nobody's thinking about the future, like how we're going to take care of these people, and nobody's thinking of, well, how did we get to this situation, the past. They're just thinking, right now, we need to import people. And that's really bad. There is no nuance whatsoever in the public debate.
Okay, we've got another guest coming up, but Angry Foreigner, I just wanted to give you the opportunity here in final few minutes to tell people about your YouTube channel, how they can subscribe to that, how they can get further information about your videos.
Yeah, well, just go on YouTube and type in Angry Foreigner, and you're going to see my channel. And just click subscribe. I'm going to be making a lot more English videos. My next video is going to be pretty long, 50 minutes. It's going to be about the Islamization of Sweden. And I also got a video coming tomorrow about how we choose to keep rapists but deport people, immigrants, who actually have a job. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Okay, The Angry Foreigner, thanks for joining us on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be sure to check out your channel for future updates. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Okay, there goes The Angry Foreigner. We're going to switch now to our next guest. Again, fascinating topic. It's not one that we've explored that deeply here on the radio show. I've made a few videos about it. But that topic is Gamergate. And this is the use of video games, the hijacking of the video game industry for purposes of brainwashing and re-education. And we've got a guest, Theodore Morgan Major, who is a researcher with SEAL Team 6, which is a research team focused on the gaming industry and the Gamergate controversy. Theodore, welcome to the show. We've not got Theodore yet. Okay. So we're going to talk to Theodore in a second, but I've made videos about this. Again, it's quite a technical subject. Gamergate is how people within the gaming industry, basically social justice warriors, extreme left-wingers, came to the conclusion, and this is backed up by the evidence. Yesterday we saw a poll, trust in mainstream media has dropped, has plummeted to an all-time low. So people don't believe what they see on mainstream news. People don't believe what they see in Hollywood. We had propaganda placement in Hollywood for decades. Now people have got wise to that. These social engineers, and that's what it is, it's a program of social engineering, it's a program of re-education. They've abandoned these traditional media outlets, which are failing in terms of their influence, in terms of their reach. Of course, if the mainstream media gets together and decides, we're going to coalesce around this common narrative around a certain issue. For example, you know, the migrant invasion is a humanitarian benefit for Europe. Then the power of those mainstream media outlets combined is still a force to be reckoned with. But if it's completely, you know, diluted, they don't have individual power. So they have to resort to other outlets to have that social engineering impact, because more and more people are tuning out of the mainstream media. I'm going to go to our guest now, who is a researcher into the Gamergate controversy, Theodore Morgan Major. Welcome to the show.
Nice to have be aboard.
Now, let's just sum up Gamergate, okay? What's Gamergate? Why does it matter? Why should people care? In 2 minutes, go ahead.
Gamergate is an ongoing event set with various groups competing against each other. One group, you have people that are interested in ethics and games journalism, which most are aware of. You have one group that are the sock Justin loonies that have been trying to push their far-left agenda onto games. That's another obvious one. Another one are some of the ones that are not far-left loonies that are sick and tired of said far-left loonies and are offended upsiding happening with Gamergate. Then, of course, there's trolls messing with both sides of the field. It's a bit of a complete mess. If you really wanted to try and cover it, it would be more akin to trying to cover a bloody war, an information war. People end up trying to bring it to something else, but that's what I think it is.
And this basically arose out of the fact that the gaming media, or elements of the gaming media, around a year ago, or just over a year ago, basically came out and said that gaming was dead. And bear in mind again, gaming is the most profitable entertainment industry in America right now. It surpasses movies. It surpasses anything else. So they came out and declared that that was dead. They need to hijack that for social engineering and bring it to a point where games, video games, are used for, you know, conditioning. And we'll get into what kind of conditioning they want after the break. We're going to go to our guest after the break. Again, taking your calls here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll get the number for you in a moment. But we're talking to Theodore Morgan Major. Now, he's a researcher with SEAL Team 6. This is an organization that has delved into the Gamergate controversy. They've connected the dots not only with the agenda, which is to use video games for social re-education. And again, people say feminists have no power, just ignore them. You know, they have no influence whatsoever. This is a key industry in which they are implementing their influence amongst the next generation. This is key. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break. Stay tuned.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We'll be right back.
The Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Top story on Infowars.com right now, Kurt Nimmo. New York Times begins propaganda campaign against Russian airstrikes. That's right, actually trying to kill frigging ISIS terrorists. That's bad. No, we should arm the Syrian rebels, the so-called moderate rebels, who are giving their weapons to ISIS, who are defecting to ISIS. So the New York Times, on the day that Russia announces that it's trying to airstrike and actually kill ISIS militants, what the Obama administration has failed to do for over a year, they're now basically saying that that's wrong because they haven't targeted the right area, even though they're trying to defend this strategic air base, which is fundamental to the survival of the Syrian government, which is taking on ISIS, again, illustrating the point that the Obama administration, that the mainstream media, in the guise of the New York Times, doesn't want ISIS to be eliminated because they're basically in support of Assad being overthrown, and that has been the case for 2, 3, 4 years, supporting Al-Qaeda-linked rebels who have defected and given their weapons to ISIS. So Putin's bad for trying to kill ISIS. Obama's good for arming rebels who give their weapons to ISIS. That's a narrative that the New York Times is trying to make us swallow right now. But we're talking about Gamergate with Theodore Morgan Major, who is a researcher with SEAL Team 6. Now, Theodore, you wrote this PDF file, which basically outlines the case. To summarize the findings, and I quote from the PDF file, the purpose of declaring gamers dead, and this is what we discussed before the break, and to normalize gaming among society was to change public perception to allow lobbying efforts down the line to succeed. As it turns out, games are to be repurposed as learning aids and eventually used as the primary tool of indoctrination in schools. So explain why they're repurposing video games as re-education tools for the public while television news, while Hollywood films decline in influence.
Because the gaming media currently is in a bubble. It's built on a lot of hype. It's built on a lot of things that are going to come crashing down in upcoming years. The problem that they're facing is they need to be able to reach a new audience. And what they're going to try and do is they're going to try and reach out to EdTech, which they've been doing for a while. They're going to try and reach out to the defense. They've done that a little bit too. But the reason they're doing this is because they're selling it to make money. That's the primary goal of these. A secondary goal is a lot of them volunteer this ideology to begin with. This progressive ideology that just so happens to support other interests. It's multiple groups. One of them is basically, how to word it, Microsoft, and that particular crew. They've been putting a lot of money in with certain interest groups to promote this particular bit. Man, I'm doing bad at this. I'm sorry.
What examples of social engineering are they pushing? From my perspective, it seems like video games are really successful right now as merely a form of entertainment, right? It's the biggest grossing entertainment industry in America right now. So why the need financially to hand this over to these groups who are only interested in pushing their political agenda when it seems like the gaming industry in general doesn't need them? They're pretty successful without them, right?
They are. Last that I checked, it was around a $90 billion a year industry.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that after the break. We're going to take callers as well. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now...